The newest cabinet member is a billionaire donor to conservative causes. In Michigan, DeVos was a proponent of vouchers for school choice, allowing students to use taxpayer dollars to pay for tuition at private, for-profit, and religious schools. Nancy Gregory is the board chair of the Boise School District. She was, quote, disheartened at the confirmation.
We have lots of school choice within the walls of public education. Charter schools are public. They are part of the public education system in the state of Idaho. Within our district, we have many layers of school choice.
Gregory pointed to Montessori, dual language, career technical, and other programs in the Boise School District.
So we have choice. There's choice. We do not need to dismantle the public education system to create choice.
In the confirmation process for DeVos, the Senate was deadlocked in a tie 50-50, requiring Vice President Mike Pence to put her over. Two Republicans broke from party ranks to vote against DeVos. Gregory was hoping for a different outcome.
That's really appalling that the party that puts forth how important local control is would put somebody in who has an agenda to change things outside of the purview of local school boards.
Studies show that 90% of students in the country are in public schools.
And school board governance is about the closest you can get to the people.
Republicans describe DeVos as being in step with campaign promises made by President Trump on education. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.